Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's cool. A lot of memories. But, you know, being the visitor is a little different now. It's new, really. You know, I'm walking in, just is completely different. So, but it's cool so far.
I mean, you know, you've had a while to think about this. What memories of Fenway Park have kind of been at the top of mind for you?
It's hard to say because there's so many, but I want to say the very beginning when I got to play and put on the uniform and go out on the field for the first time here, and then there was some memories like I think when I robbed a homer for Rich Hill, complete game, the Grand Slam, I mean, World Series, obviously. So there's a lot of memories that are floating right up there at the top, but I think most of it is the people. You know, the people are what I remember the most.
When you say the people, do you mean like fans or people around the team or what?
Yeah, the fans, the front office, and the players. You know, the clubbies, you know, people that park our cars, you know, those are the people that I remember the most that made my stay here so enjoyable. You know, baseball obviously is going to be, it is what it is, right? It's my job here, but the people are what made it so enjoyable.
Maybe when 7 o'clock comes, like, what do you think the emotions are going to be like when, you know, fans out there get standing ovation, kind of those type of things?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not trying to say what I'm going to do, what I'm not going to do. I don't know how I'm going to feel, you know, and however I do is, I'm sure you'll see it out there. You know, I don't, this is a special chapter in my life, and it's where I'm at now, it's a little bit easier to look back and look at that young kid and tell him good job.
What is the main emotion you're feeling right now? Is it from excitement, just waiting for 7:10 to roll out, or?
Right now, yeah, but I want to take care of business. You know, we're here to take care of business, and that's exactly where my head is right now. And, you know, when those emotions come, when those things come, I'm sure I'll, you know, switch my focus and, you know, enjoy those moments. Definitely don't want to not enjoy those moments, especially for my family. And, you know, I got 30 or 40 people here, so they're all super excited. I mean, we were in Cleveland, and they were FaceTiming me, and they're going to the places we used to go eat and going to hang out, the places we used to go hang out. And so, you know, I'm glad everybody's enjoying it, but I'm definitely here to take care of business, though.
Just put that in mind.
What was your level of anticipation? Like, how often have you thought about this? Was it something that you have some intentionality of what you want to do today?
When the schedule came out last year, we kind of circled it. I know me and the wife, we circled it and said, you know, oh, we'll get to go back to Fenway. And then really I kind of forgot about it, man. You get into the grind of the season and you're playing games every day. You don't know what day today is. You don't know what month it is. And so To be honest, it kind of snuck up on me. I didn't really realize until we were in Cleveland. And the wife said, you know, we'll meet you in a couple of days. And I was like, oh, yeah, we are going to Boston. So I kind of forgot about it. But, you know, that I'm here, I'm just enjoying all the moments.
So do you like the fact that you're leading off the game tonight so you can kind of get it over with and then just get the emotional part out of the way and then just kind of become baseball after that?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, that probably makes it a little bit easier, you know, get it done at the beginning of the game, you know, and then we can take care of business. But, you know, I don't want to rush it. You know, I don't want to rush it. I don't want it to take all day. I just want to enjoy the moment, be where my feet are, and we'll see what happens.
Is there anything off the field that you want to do or look forward to doing, eating anywhere?
We'll see if we have time, you know, it's raining and stuff, so we'll see. But if I am able to go eat, there's a couple spots that I will go eat. I got about 10 or 15 bowling friends here, so we may go candlepin bowling. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see kind of what happens. But while I'm here for these, 72 hours, you know, I'm definitely going to enjoy it.
Mookie Visions is where it all got started. You had 6 years here, 6 great years here. Are there any hard feelings with the way things ended here?
No, not at all. Not at all. No. Mm-mm. It's business. You know, it's business, and both sides got to take care of themselves. And so sometimes it may not be in the best interest for both, you know. But it is what it is. I don't know, you know, if it was or if it wasn't. But that's not where we are now. You know, I'm wearing an L.A. jersey. I got 2 kids. I got a production company. I got podcast. I got a lot of things going on in my life now, and it's a little bit easier to I'm super happy where I'm at. I'm very blessed and very happy. I'm at peace with my life now, it's a little bit easier for me to look back and, you know, when I'm going up and down the streets or when I walk on the Fenway field onto the field, and it's a little bit easier for me to say, wow, you know, that was super cool, but that's not even remotely close to who you are now. So there's no sense in trying to draw a parallel because I'm, like I said, I'm 30 now, the kids and all the things. And so priorities are different, you know. And so, but I'm super happy to come back and see it.
You mentioned production company, podcast. Are you at a point right now you're trying to get the most out of this experience of who you can be at this point in your baseball career and how those things you can opportunities you can take advantage of?
Yeah, you have to. I don't want to be towards the end of my career and not know what I want to do, not have an idea at least. And so I know it's kind of different for baseball culture for someone to work while they're working, but there's space to do it, and I'm figuring it out. And I'm happy that I'm doing it. I'm very happy that I am where I am. Very happy, very proud of who I am right now. And like I said, it's a little easier for me to look back and say, you know, good job, kid. You know, for that 21-year-old guy. But the 30-year-old guy is, you got to keep going.
Well, what advice would the 30-year-old guy give the 21-year-old guy, given the knowledge that you've gleaned and the experiences that you've had since then?
Ooh. Honestly, I would probably tell him, I feel like that kid was a good kid, man. I feel like that kid did a lot of things the right way. I feel like he played the game the right way. He lived his life the right way. I don't know that would be a whole lot I would tell him. You know, I think maybe the 40-year-old can talk to the 30-year-old a little bit better, but the 30 to the 21. You know, you're 21, man, in the big leagues. There's not a whole lot you can say other than go play, and I feel like that kid did.
You said a couple years ago you didn't regret turning down with the $300 million deal, and then mm-hmm. this week said that they never did offer $300 million.
Mm-hmm.
What is the actual backstory?
I'll let Chaim and those guys explain that, or John Henry, whoever. I'll let them explain that. I'll let them explain it. If they ever want to explain it, I'll let them explain it. They don't have to, you know, we're not even there, so it doesn't even really matter. You know, we're in L.A., and so those things, they're in the past, and probably just need to go ahead and leave it alone. But if someone was to explain it, I would let him do it.
Okay, in retrospect, you say now that you know, you're happy with your life, that you're happy in L.A., but in retrospect, at what point did you flip the page, you really flip the page, you're like, I'm in L.A., this is where I am, this is where I'm going to live, let's make this happen?
I don't know. I think because it took so long before I came back that I didn't really have much of a choice. You know, the trade happened in the offseason, then COVID hit, then had another kid, then the production company, then the podcast, and then meeting a whole host of friends out in L.A. and hanging out in L.A. and doing things in L.A. And I think slowly it kind of just kind of went into the back of my mind. And 4 years later, you know, I'm happy to be here, and I can't say I don't know when I turned the page. It's hard to say when I did, but I think because it took so long to come back, that's probably what made it easier.
You do all this stuff, like the production company, the podcast. Do you think you would have done that in Boston? Because there's a lot of obviously unique opportunities where you are now.
Right. I don't know. I don't know that those opportunities come if I'm in Boston, and that's not a. I'm sure there's a ton of opportunities in Boston, but you know, LA is just different. You know, LA, there's no argument there. LA is just a different market, different opportunities. And so, I don't know. I don't know that I'd be the person I am today if I stayed in Boston. I'm sure I wouldn't. But you know, it is what it is. You know, I'm like I said, I'm super at peace and super happy with who I am now.
Do you think the circumstances around your life allowed you to gain closure before you came here today, or do you feel, you know, that seeing everybody again, kind of turning the page, provides more closure? And did you see yourself in the Red Sox?
Yeah, I think all the circumstances allowed me to have closure a little easier. And as far as knowing wondering if I was going to be a Red Sox, always thought that was going to be the case. And you think normal negotiations, you know, go obviously one side is really high and one side is really low, and then you kind of negotiate, right? But it didn't happen, and that's okay. That's part of life, and so it's okay. And you know, it turned out to kind of be a blessing, and like I said, I'm super happy.
Yeah, having the perspective from being away from Boston, if a free agent or someone asked you, was Boston a good experience? Is that some place that you'd recommend going? Would you, now having some time away, how would you feel about recommending or not recommending Boston as a place to play?
Yeah, I would definitely recommend. It's a super dope place to play. You know, I've had the time of my life playing here. I think a lot of people do. I would tell them, if you go up there, you know, you got to play well. There's nothing else. You know, you got to go up there and you got to play well. And I think that's why I did play well, because I knew every day I put the uniform on, you got to play well, no matter what. You know, or the media, the fans, people will let you know. And that's the blessing. That's the good part. That's what I enjoyed so much. And so it's almost like a fear of hearing what people had to say. That's kind of what drove me to be successful. And so I would tell them, like, hey, you go and you're going to have fun playing in Boston, but you're only going to have fun if you play well, and that should drive you to play well.
Did you get a chance to see the new clubhouse yet?
Not yet. I hung out with the family a little bit earlier, so I'll go in there. You know, there's so many new faces in there, man. I don't want to be in their space and, you know, be kind of awkward walking around, you know, randomly seeing people, you know. But I do want to go in there and check it out, make sure I see AC, see Sale, and Devers. Is that it? Is that the only? Yeah, that's crazy, man. So, but I'll make sure I see those guys.
Can you reflect on that a little bit, that it's 5 years since you won a championship, and there's only, you know, three guys.
It's just the way the cookie kind of crumbled. I mean, you know, priorities changed and things changed and players change. You know, it's hard to – nobody really keeps a team together for forever, right? And you know, we had our run. We were together for a while, though. We had our run and we played well a lot. And so, you know, but it is weird only seeing three guys, you know, from a World Series team. But 5 years ago, now I think about it, man, it's kind of a long time now. I don't know. I've probably seen 10 or 15 people that I remember so far that have been here, that were here when I was here. And I haven't really got to be in the home side, so it's hard to really run into all the faces that you normally see. you know, the trail, the walks that I'm going through are different. So I didn't see these people before, and so I'm sure I'll see them as the weekend kind of unfolds. But I'm not going to rush it. I'm just going to enjoy the moments as they come.
Just the fan intensity that comes with playing here. Do you miss that, or is it kind of relaxing to just play on LA and not have so much scrutiny and pressure every day?
I can't say I miss it, and I can't say I don't miss it. You know, it didn't bother me. You know, if it's there, cool, I acknowledge it, whatever. I'm going to go play my game no matter what. Playing in the atmosphere is always fun. Playing in the playoff atmosphere is always fun, but I'd be lying if I didn't say LA was, you know, similar. You know, LA is every night. You know, we got 30, 40,000 there cheering us on no matter how good or bad we play. And I mean, it's just that's why I can look back and say, like, you know, that was a very, very dope chapter in my life. But the chapter I'm in right now, I'm enjoying it so much. I love it so much. And, you know, I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Okay, was there ever a time that you worried that Red Sox fans would think that, you know, you were somehow the villain or that you had abandoned them just because of the way things
ended? Yeah, at the beginning, you know, I'm not throwing anybody under the bus or anything of that nature. But, yeah, at the beginning, I didn't want fans to think that, you know, they still do. It is what it is. But that think that I didn't want to be here and that he wanted to leave a couple years before I actually got traded or whatever. And, like, I don't know where the narrative came from or how it came about, but that's what makes y'all sleep at night cool. But, you know, that's not even remotely close to where I was mentally. You know, like I said, I thought I would be here. And, you know, negotiations didn't go the way we had planned, and so you just kind of pivot.
Have you had any interactions with fans at all since you've been back?
No, not yet. I mean, they've had LA jerseys, so right outside the hotel. So I'm assuming they're LA fans. So I haven't had any interactions with fans just yet. But I'll see if I can, you know, walk around, sign a couple autographs, say hey to some people or whatever.
Spoiler alert: it's famous.
All right, we'll see. We'll see about it.
Last one.
All right, guys.
In celebration of opening day, we've got a special episode of the Moth Podcast for you. The theme is baseball and the surprising ways it connects people.
I gaze out at the players on the field, and then I look over at my dad, and I realize that in the silence between us that something has changed. It's like I'm seeing him for the first time.
Two stories about baseball, family, and so much more. The episode's available right now. Subscribe to the Moth Podcast to make sure you hear it.